Are there any things you made with flour, bread type things that didn't use yeast?
Yeah, what I cook my biscuits and things like that, I don't never.
Okay. Could you just tell me some other types of breads that you made at one time that were not in loaves?
Well, I made cornbread in a pone, we called it, and biscuits, we always called it wheat bread, out of biscuits, small biscuits. Then we'd make, sometimes it'd be busy, and we'd just put it hit in the pone, a great big pone in a pan, you know. That's best bread deal.
Well, now, what's pone?
Huh?
What's pone? Is that a type of cornbread?
Yeah, that's what you call pone of cornbread. You bake it in a pan, any kind of pan you want to, and we always called it a pone of cornbread.
So that would just be one, say, square? One
together, yeah.
One, now, let's see. Do you ever have more than one kind of, say, dish that you make with, or one more than one kind of bread or cake that you use cornmeal for?
Well, yeah, you have corn sticks and mush.
Now, what's mush?
Well, I've not made it in so long, hardly I tell you, but I believe the way we used to make it would be to get our water to boiling and salt that water. And back then we didn't have no self-rising meal, you know, it was just meal that was ground from the mill. And then you just make it up in dough and drop it down in that boiling water and cook it in that boiling water and then take it out and eat it with milk.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten many of a supper like that.
What is it, like a dumpling?
Kind of that way.
What is it, fluff up when you put it in water?
Not much. Where a dumpling does, the meal doesn't.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to eat it with?
Eat with sweet milk, if you like sweet milk.
Would it be a meal in itself?
Yes, we just eat it. And
Now,
that's been many years ago.
Are there any kinds of breads that you cook in ashes or that you've heard of people cooking?
Yeah, I've seen my grandmother Oaks do that.
What did she call that?
I can't remember.
Well, now how did she prepare it? Do you remember just a little?
She made it up in stiff dough, you know, just stiff as she could handle it. And then she put it in the ashes and put ashes over the top of it. And corn pone, I think, is what they called it.
And was it just very much like cornbread, or did it?
I don't remember how it tasted. I don't know whether I ever eat any or not, but I've seen her make it.
Mm-hmm. How about, there's a kind of bread that you make that you have with, you make with cornmeal that you eat with fish. Did you ever have anything like that you made?
No.
Have you ever heard of hush puppies?
Have.
Did you ever make many of them?
No.
I
don't like fish.
And now that is more trouble than
yeah, before. My husband had more trouble giving his away than he had to go in to catch them, and me too. We never did eat them.
Because they're, you know, that much meat and that much bone. And Have you ever heard the term corn dodger?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me how you make that?
Well, that's what I was talking about now. Instead of corn pone, they call it corn dodger. Just, you know, whichever one come handy is what they call it back then.
But now that was what maybe your grandmother made?
Yeah.
Are there two kinds of bread, say the homemade and the... Well, I guess there are two kinds of breads, the homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store, which is called?
Loaf bread or light bread.
How about the type of bread that's fried in a deep fat with a hole in the center?
I never did fix that. I don't know.
Do you know the type